Our business news starts with a major shakeup at Viacom. The media and entertainment worlds were stunned yesterday when Viacom chairman Sumner Redstone fired Viacom's chief executive. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
Less than a year ago, it seemed that Tom Freston was Sumner Redstone's fair-haired boy. The 83-year-old Redstone had split his media empire in two. Leslie Moonves became head of CBS, and Freston was put in charge of Viacom. Freston had presided over the company's MTV networks for about 20 successful years. Now his empire was expanded to include Paramount Pictures. His sudden fall, announced yesterday, caught even Wall Street analysts off guard. That includes Rich Greenfield, who had been a sharp critic of Viacom's performance.
I mean, I knew things were problematic, or that there were reasons for change. I'm just relatively shocked how fast it all happened.
How did it all go so wrong? While CBS's stock did better than expected, Viacom's faltered. Critics complained that Viacom was slow to exploit the Internet. Redstone was said to be particularly irked that Viacom stood by while Rupert Murdoch's News Corp snapped up the MySpace website. Redstone declined to address that on Tuesday, but Viacom's new chief executive, Philippe Domon, said in a conference call that he plans to look aggressively for Internet properties.
We want to identify them earlier than perhaps we had been able to do in the past. And we will enter into partnerships with them. If necessary, we will bring them inside. I want to focus on that.
Neither Redstone nor Domon would address management issues. But in Hollywood, many expect changes at Paramount Pictures. The studio has been struggling with modest performers like Oliver Stone's World Trade Center. Paramount's big summer movie, Mission Impossible 3, also underperformed, and Redstone recently undercut Freston by publicly firing its star, Tom Cruise. On Tuesday, Redstone said the Cruise incident had nothing to do with the shakeup, but few in Hollywood believed it. Many thought Freston's failure to dismiss Cruise was a great irritant to his boss, a man not known for his patience. Viacom's stock dropped Tuesday as Wall Street reacted negatively to Freston's firing. As for Redstone, yesterday's developments suggest the octogenarian mogul has no plans to yield control. Asked about his daughter Sherry's future at the company, Redstone said she will succeed him, 20 or 30 years from now. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.